Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
You know that's the sound of another sale on your online Shopify store. But did you know Shopify powers selling in person, too? That's right. Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in-line and online. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/truecrime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
This is Beyond a Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagus and Gary Smith.
Never ceases to amaze me to have Awesome Dawson's voice. It's just the best.
You'll be delighted to hear. I do not know for what purpose, but I was texted by one Lynette Carolla today asking me how to spell Awesome Dawson. She wanted clarification on whether or not it ended with an M or an N. We settled on M, so there
like
you go.
It.
Something's
coming. Like
something's
it.
In the works.
Somebody tweeted at us, I think, that there was a pretender to the throne of Awesome Dawson. Did you see that?
I didn't see that. What was that?
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll find it in the tweets and send it to you.
Okay, please do.
Normally we would save this story for Adam, but since it's breaking news, I think we're going to do it.
Let's be clear here. I think that this story has enough legs that it will probably come up with Adam as well for the Saturday show that we're recording tomorrow.
Yeah. Maybe we'll set the, first of all, it's always, I think the lesson here is it's always a bad idea to take your wife to a swinger party. And then beat her afterwards, at least as reported. It's never a good idea to take her to a... I just think a basic... As somebody who's been married for decades, I just think you never want to... I mean, take your wife wherever you want. Take her out on vacation. But when you take her to a swinger party, it's never a good idea to beat her afterwards. because when the police get called, all hell breaks loose. So that's the moral of this story, and Gary, I'll leave it to you to describe what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a bit of a wild story, but the case you're talking about is the one out of Michigan, where Governor Whitmer was the subject of a kidnap and potentially assassination plot. And the FBI made a slew of arrests a few months back, and it's now starting to come out in the court documents that maybe there was some fuckery about, I guess is the best way I can put it. It was,
you know, shock. Oh, shock to those of us in the criminal defense arena that law enforcement may have not only instigated, but actually have participated in a plot. And if you believe what's reported, is this true? 12 of the 18 participants were FBI agents or informants?
FBI informants. They're apparently not a ton is known about them. There's one that has been somewhat identified because of a court filing, but the other 11, there's been no information whatsoever. The defense attorneys are trying to figure out, you know, who these people are, how much they were paid, you know, what their financial incentive was in giving this information. And it appears that the case was a sort of a case of coercion. You know, they kind of helped these guys along until they got to the finish line where they were able to go, ha ha, you know, hands up. So it's the kind of thing that makes you, you know, it makes me nervous. Like, what are we doing here?
This has been, you know, for decades, it's been a problem when you deal or you traffic with informants, number one, whether it was FBI agents or FBI people who are working with the FBI as informants. When you have this incentive, and generally what happens with an informant is you have an incentive to work off your case or work off some other case. So the person who is the one who's in the crosshairs has an incentive to set up other people, and they can cajole, they can coerce, they can do whatever. It's one of the things that generally you would think would not be encouraged. You would not want people who have that kind of a motivation to set up those that they know. I've never understood it. They do it, you know, frequently when we run into it in the state court for years. It's when they set up, they put somebody in a cell, then they put, you know, somebody who's a snitch in the cell, who then fabricates or claims to hear a confession or an admission or something else. I mean, I remember when I was waiting for my bar results almost 40 years ago, that my father exposed an informant who was notorious at the time, but Pops proved in a murder case that the guy could not have heard what he said he heard by the jail's own records. It was incredible. And I watched it, and as a somebody who was just about to and got sworn in during this murder trial, I was forever amazed that this was something that was okay. And that was kind of promoted or embraced by law enforcement. Over the years, there's a certain police department in Southern California that will remain nameless that had an unofficial policy that if you got busted for drugs, you could work off your drug bust by basically bringing in three other people. And what you did is you would set up three other people, and that would work off your bust. And that, to me, is just unconscionable. That shouldn't be part of the criminal justice system.
It's absolutely disgusting, especially as our you know, laws surrounding things like marijuana evolve far past the dates and the times that they should have. But, you know, that's a whole nother instance. So what do you think, from a defense attorney standpoint, do you think that these guys' defense teams are going to have a lot of luck making headway here and screwing with the government's case? I mean, does this what is this? What does this look like to you?
You have a copy of the one, I saw a picture today of the one guy who was the one FBI agent. You have because I'll tell you what, if I were defending one of these people, kind of front and center exhibit A of what I might want to show a trier of fact. Let's see if Gary can find it here. There you go. This is him, I assume, before he was allegedly beating his wife for resisting at a swingers party or something along those lines. This is not a guy who's going to be able to be called as a witness.
Yeah, I don't. The article that I pulled this from doesn't give much context. It just says who he is. It looks like he's in a gym of some sort.
Uh huh. You know, it's got that kind of Marjorie Taylor Greene vibe going. An interesting story. We'll do a deep dive tomorrow and come back to it. Don't you think?
I do. I think that we need to give Adam a shot at this, because I'm sure that there are.
I'd like to hear the crystal brain on give us his view on this tomorrow. I think
I would as well. I think that you and I will be able to expose him to some angles of this story that he might not have been exposed to yet, because he hadn't been watching quite as closely. But you know, he does astonish me with the things that he knows, you know, weekly. So, we'll just have to see when we record with him tomorrow. Anything else you want to cover? Or are we good to go?
We're good to go. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate it.
Thank
As
you,
always,
Mark.
It's great to see you. I look forward to our Thursdays.
So do I, Mark. And a personal thank you to you for being so generous with your timing today. I was a little bit of a maniac, and you made it work. So thank you very much. And I'm sure the audience thanks you as well.
Oh, it's my pleasure. See you on Saturday.
See you then. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Beyond a Reasonable Doubt. Stay tuned for more bonus episodes coming soon.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun. And that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.